we're headed toward the subway again to get on the L train. Is a common train from the Angel House, the closest connection throughout the whole city. We're going to connect with the F train and head uptown to Midtown, Grace Plaza. It's been a great joy to see the young people and the not-so-young people labor there at Grace Plaza. We've seen a lot of grace in our own lives laboring there. Some of these outreaches, you have to get sound permits. We have to get park permits and sound permits, and it's pretty expensive. Grace Plaza is in the middle of the financial district, and so there's a lot of businessmen around. Most of them are going to be eating lunch, and different folks will be sitting around Grace Plaza that we can engage in speaking one-on-one, businessmen and women. It is a very busy area. And as I said earlier in the report, that it is a difficult area because the financial folks think they have everything, and so they're a bit colder toward the gospel and not as receptive. But we're praying and hoping that the Lord will open their hearts this afternoon.
And the best way I can explain it to you is that the Lord came into my heart in a split second. He testified to me that God is good, that God is pure, and that Jesus Christ died for me. I knew it in my soul. And in that moment, in that flash of a moment, there was this tremendous joy that went coursing through my soul. And I remember I just started to giggle a little bit because I thought, you know, I can't believe that I didn't believe this my entire life. And on that day, January 29, 2000, the Lord came into my heart and I knew that He was my Savior.
City and laboring with us here in this most incredible mission field. Fourth largest city in the world, largest city in America, the most ethnically diverse of all the cities of the world. Not only every ethnicity is here, every religion is here, every philosophy of man is here. And in this great arena, God has given us an opportunity to touch the world with the gospel. The whole world visits New York. The whole world lives in New York. And so when you think of the city, think of the tremendous mission that's here. And I appreciate so much the labor of God's people in this vineyard. The team worked hard this week. This is hard work every day to have an outreach where you just come out of yourself and you give and give and talk to people. And they're standing up to be an extrovert for God. You know, it's hard work. It's the work of the ministry. But I want to remind God's people, that the Scripture says, do not grow weary in well-doing, for we will reap if we thank God. And,
be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And all of the work, the tracts that were passed out, the gospel conversations, the songs that were sung, the Lord has used and will use. And so pray for the city. Pray for New York. Pray for the new church plants. Pray for the new believers. Pray that God will send workers. Maybe God would have some of the people that have labored this week with us in New York to come and give their life to labor in this great mission.